Marcus and Emily, two of our clients who just moved to Costa Rica. And basically what they did is they sent us a really nice little story and also a poem, I believe. And they're talking about how one needs to make it a necessity to relieve daily stress in their lives. Now, they're in Costa Rica now. They came from New York City. So it's a very easy process. They've been here for 2.5 months, and they said that it is beautiful. And what they said was, it's crucial to prioritize stress relief in our daily lives to maintain overall well-being and happiness. Making stress relief a necessity can significantly enhance our mental and physical health, and they pointed out some effective ways to incorporate stress relief into our daily routine. First of all, they say dedicate a portion of each day solely to yourself. Whether it's early morning meditation, an afternoon walk, or an evening journaling, setting aside time for self-care is essential. Next, they told us about engaging in mindfulness activities such as deep breathing, exercises, yoga, meditation. These practices help to center your mind and alleviate stress by focusing on the present moment, not worrying about what happened yesterday, nor what's going to happen tomorrow. Next, incorporate regular physical activity into your routine. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood boosters and helps to reduce stress levels. They also say, of course, spending time outdoors can have a calming effect on the mind and the body. Take a walk in the park, go for a hike, sit in your backyard and soak up the sunshine. Constant exposure to screens, to our iPads. It's terrible. Well, it can contribute to stress and anxiety. Set boundaries for your screen time and prioritize activities that promote relaxation and connection with others. Cultivate supportive relationships with friends and family members who uplift and encourage you. Stay away from those who bring you down. Spending time with loved ones can provide emotional support and help reduce stress. Of course, get enough sleep. Plays a vital role in stress management. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep to feel refreshed and rejuvenated. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It can shift your focus away from stressors and foster a positive mindset. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to activities and commitments that add unnecessary stress to your life. The bottom line is, if you don't want to do it, don't do it for somebody else. Do it for yourself. Do what you want to do. Next, if you find that stress is significantly impacting your daily life, don't hesitate to seek support from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and strategies for managing stress effectively. Also, they wrote a funny poem about this. In a world of hustle and bustle, where stresses can make us want to hustle and tussle, there's a remedy oh so fine to help us relax and unwind. Forget your worries, bid them adieu. It's time to try something brand new. So take a deep breath or two, let out a sigh, and let's relieve stress. Give it a try. First up, let's do the hokey pokey, shake it all about. Feel less brokey, jump around like a kangaroo, laugh out loud, that's what we'll do. Next, grab a pillow, give it a squeeze, imagine it's your boss if you please. Smack it, whack it, let out a roar, feel the tension fly right out the door. Now let's get silly, act like a clown, wear polka dots, wear a gown. Dance like nobody's watching, go wild and free, stress won't stand a chance against you and me. But wait, there's a lot more. Here's a final trick to give stress a kick. Make it feel sick. Close your eyes. Picture a beach so serene with waves gently crashing. It's a stress-free stream. So there you have it, my dear friends, a funny poem to help you mend. When stress comes knocking, just laugh and play and chase those worries far, far away. Thank you, my friends, my new neighbors here in Costa Rica. And everybody out there, do what you got to do to relieve your stress. And by the way, if you have a story to tell, an adventure, or a funny poem, that you would like for us to share with all who care to listen, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will do just that. Thanks for listening today. We'll be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.